All right, we were chatting a little bit earlier. We figured out this came from the UK, and we were watching the screens above our heads here as we were opening the show at 12 noon, and there were two 8-year-old boys who were involved in a cage match. It was a mixed martial arts type of setup with the cage, the fencing, the whole nine yards, and these kids going at it. And we have just been barraged with emails since all of this has started hitting the news. And it turns out that this event is happened in a social club in England, I believe. And there's been lots of talk and lots of chatter about it. And I'm sure you'll see the video footage on the news tonight. Or, of course, you can just hit the internet and search kids MMA and you'll find out what we're talking about. Of course, everybody is sort of up in arms and yakking and barking about what the heck is going on and you know, who's insuring these kids, who's making sure they're being safe. There was no protective headgear worn in these bouts as well that we had witnessed. So to get the other angle of this and to find out if kids and the cage is a place for kids in mixed martial arts, Jeff Joslin is with us. You certainly know him, former fighter, and of course, is the proprietor of Joslin's Gym. Give everybody the details on the gym, Jeff.
Details on our gym?
Yes.
Well, we've been there in Hamilton for, I don't know, 45 years. My dad started the business back in the days, and it's pretty much been the only job I've ever had to have, thanks to him, you know, training kids and adults and keeping in shape and having fun.
Obviously, Jeff, you've grown up around this sport. You know everything there is to know about this sort of sport. You've certainly been very involved in bringing it to Hamilton and, of course, you know, making it so it's allowed here in Ontario, working with the government as well. I don't know if you've had a chance to see the video that we're all looking at with the kids, 8-year-olds in the cage doing mixed martial arts fighting. But what's your take on it? Is there a right way? Is there a wrong way? Is the cage a place for the kids?
I haven't seen the video yet, but it already bothers me, you know, hearing you talk about it. It's definitely not a place for, you know, mixed martial arts and the extreme form that you see on TV and the UFC. And it's an adult sport. You know, it's not. I don't think it's you know, useful for kids at all. You know, kids are developing, their brain's developing. They have a lot of things on the go. They shouldn't be getting hit with contact. You know, until they get to an age where they're, you know, an adult and they choose to do that. To get thrown in there and doing the sport at a full blast level is very dangerous and detrimental to their health and well-being.
Jeff, I must admit, I'm amazed to hear you say what you're saying.
You know, this. You know, I've been around the sport a long, long time. Started when I was 5 years old. And, you know, even though I fought in the UFC and fought professional and what you see on TV is obviously very, you know, it's a violent sport and it's an aggressive sport. But as a kid growing up, it's all about learning the skill sets and learning the discipline and the listening and, you know, getting more flexible and getting in better shape and really developing your skill set. So in the future, you can make a choice well, to keep doing it at a recreational level. Or if you want to go and try to make a living out of it, you can go into a professional level. But most people, 95% of people are there just to get in shape and have fun and develop themselves into better people. And that's what I look to do with all my students, especially the youth.
When you're teaching kids at your gym and you're teaching, because I've heard so much that, you know, kids that have taken up Taekwondo, this sort of thing, it's great for discipline. It's a great form of that type of exercise for kids. So what is it exactly that you're teaching at the gym that, you know, is opposite or that we wouldn't see, of course, in this video or on the ring? So is there's no contact, there's no striking.
Exactly.
And by the way, I should also mention that they say that there's no striking in this league, but there still is knee locks, ankle locks, and elbow locks, which I guess can severely damage, you know, the joints and such. But there is no protective headgear being worn. So when you get an 8-year-old or a 10-year-old and he's coming to your place to sign up, what exactly are they doing?
Well, what they do is, you know, they start with a general warm up. So they're doing exercises that promote conditioning, coordination, and it's also a lot of fun. And then they're learning just, you know, self-defense moves. We teach them the basic punches, the basic kicks, but they're doing them on bags. They're doing them on pads. They're learning escapes from headlocks and bear hugs and things that could potentially happen to them in the street at a point in their lives. They're developing real confidence by knowing they have that kind of ace up their sleeve that they're able to defend themselves against a bigger, stronger opponent at any time. So but it's very detrimental and it's very backwards training to having the youth take shots in the head and get hit repeatedly, especially with all the concussions and stuff like that. So it's all the sparring that they do is just controlled. So So they're just tapping each other light sometimes as they develop, and they're just working with control and practicing their techniques. And you know, competition is even run that way for youth in most martial arts tournaments.
When does the contact start, Jeff?
I would say probably, you know, even from my students that come to me, you know, you get a lot of 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds that say, you know, Jeff, when can I fight? When can I get into the kickboxing, into mixed martial arts? And I even tell them to wait a bit. I think it's better to, you know, start 18, 19 years old if they're going to start implementing the contact. By then, they have a fantastic skill set, so they know how to deal with it. There's nothing worse. I'm imagining throwing kids into a mixed martial arts match. They don't have the skills necessary to defend them. So, you know, when you have the skills and you have the understanding and you have all the basics that you've incorporated and built up as a child or as a teenager, then when you go to contact, it's not so bad. Just like hockey, you know, the kids learn the hitting drills, they learn the contact drills, and then when you put them in the game, they're not like a fish out of water.
Is there, obviously, with the popularity of the sport and the way that it's growing leaps and bounds, you know, and we look at hockey, soccer, heck, even car racing, kids are getting in younger and younger and younger because obviously the more you do it, the earlier stages that you start, the better you're going to get. Is there going to be pressure on MMA to do that as well? So what you are doing in your gym, which is perfectly safe and legal now, may move to more contact because of the popularity? Or is it a case of just like separating the NHL from kids playing Little League?
That's a great question. I think it's tricky because, you know, it all depends on the knowledge of the instructor. If an instructor doesn't know any better, he thinks that you're going to get better by putting the small gloves on and pounding each other on the gym. And there's a lot of gyms out there that do that, unfortunately, and that's a scary thing. But, you know, for me, it's, you know, I've kind of, you know, figure out a path on how to become effective without taking those major shots growing up. So there's many ways to get skilled and effective in your sport and develop a skill set that's going to be able to take you into a professional competition without you know, taking the beatings as you're growing up.
Is there such a thing right now as kids MMA in the sense that it's you know, you're being trained or whatever? Do you have a class that's sort of just like that, or is it again getting back to the basics of all the martial arts?
Yeah, you know, every mixed martial arts really is just a combination of all the martial arts that are taught to kids out there. So you have, you know, some judo throws, you have some wrestling takedowns, you have some punching and kicking from karate and boxing and taekwondo and stuff. So really it's all being taught there. It's just a matter of people seeing, I think, it on television and thinking that they have to spar that hard and be that rough to be effective, where in truthfulness, you don't have to do that at all. You know, just learn the moves, like I said a few times, just develop the skills, have some fun, and you know, you're going to definitely get to a very strong level in terms of technical ability.
Is there ever room to get kids into the cage, or is it just no?
I don't think so. No, I don't think it's ever going to be a good thing, and I hope that they never have it.
Have you heard of it? Have you heard of organizations, or have you heard of these sort of bouts that we're hearing about in the UK?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard of this. I'm going to check it out tonight. I did see some, you know, the card brawling that this, you know, sometimes the kids are doing on YouTube and stuff like that.
Right.
And I think that's terrible as well. I definitely hope that we keep the sport at an adult level. But you know, like I was mentioned before, they're still training mixed martial arts when they're learning all these different martial arts. They're just not competing at a full contact level. That should be safe for adults. And again, that's only a very small percentage of the population. My students, 95% train just for recreation to get in shape, have some fun.
And Jeff, give the gym a plug one more time. Where you're located, what's it called, all that sort of stuff.
Joslin Martial Arts. We're on Concession Street. You can check out my website, jeffjoslinmma.com. And I also have a train-at-home product, mmaquickstart.com. So lots of stuff on the go.
All right, Jeff, thanks very much for your expertise. Much appreciated, especially coming on and talking to us with such short notice. We really appreciate that. Thank you, Jeff.
My pleasure.